be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Did you know that 10 years after the 2008 financial crisis, 10 years after, so in 2018, only 2% of middle-income baby boomers believed that the economy had fully recovered, and 65% did not believe they had seen any personal benefit from the recovery. As we get closer to retirement and we retire, big downturns have a much more dramatic impact on our potential success or failure in retirement. You know, market drops right around the time that you retire can really have significant long-term effects on your wealth. And you heard Halloran there in the break that, you know, 80% of your success or failure in retirement is determined in the first 10 years. And over 50% is determined in the first 5 years. To see if you retire into a bear market, then there's a reduction in your overall portfolio. But there's also the impact of needing to withdraw savings from that portfolio while it's down. And withdrawing funds while your portfolio loses value can have a horribly negative effect on your long-term results and could be catastrophic potentially. Now, that doesn't mean you can't retire during a bear market. You know, we have no control of our market timing. Did we retire at the right time? Now, one problem is trying to rely on market timing. You know, you not only, if you're trying to time the market, you not only have to know when to get out, you have to know when to get back in. Remember, in March, we had that 3,000-point drop in one day. But then a few days later, we had like a 2,100-point gain in one day. And if you were out, I mean, nobody on March 21st thought the market was going to go back up 2,100 points in one day and that we'd be almost back to where we were. So things can be very, very unpredictable, both going down and a major rebound. And so market timing typically just does not work. So how do you put a plan together to be successful? I think the two main things is to structure income in the short term that doesn't depend on your stock market investments. So you've got stability of income. So the money you have invested in the market, you know you're not going to touch it for at least 5 or 6 years. So you're not as worried about what happens this fall or even next year. Now, there still needs to be a little bit of concern that if it's too negative, it could impact where you are in 5 years. But you kind of start to take the short-term realities of the market more out of the equation by having an income plan that leans on investments that are stable or protected. And then the second part is measuring and understanding risk. Understanding things like the cruel math of losses. You know, if you lose 40%, which is about what an average bear market does, you have to make 67% just to get back to where you were. That's some cruel math. So understanding how to stabilize an investment portfolio where the ups and downs aren't as severe gives you the greater likelihood that in 5 or 6 or 7 years, those monies can be fruitful for you. So how you put together your financial plan can largely mitigate the potential reality of retiring into the teeth of a bear market. It's probably one of the number one risks retirees face today, and it must be addressed in your financial plan.